理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 29. As soon as Mr. Pontellier received Edna's letter, informing him of her intention to move out, he wrote her a letter stating that he disagreed entirely. He was mostly worried about how it would affect his money situation. Along with the letter, he sent a plan for an architect to redecorate both the inside and outside of the house while he was away. He also put a notice in the newspaper that his family would be going abroad during the redecoration. Meanwhile, Edna began to live in her new little home. Having fewer responsibilities, she began to feel happier and freer. She stopped socializing as much as before,and no longer cared what other people thought about her. She then decided to go to Iberville to visit her children. When she saw them, real tears came to her eyes, because she was so happy. And it was with real interest and excitement that she listened to the stories that they had to tell her. She played with them for a week,and told them all about the changes that were being made on their house in the city. The children asked all kinds of questions about her new little home. They wanted to know where they would be sleeping and if there would be girls next door. Mr. Pontellier's mother was happy with her daughter-in-law's visit. She treated her very kindly throughout her stay.And she was happy to hear that the children would get to stay longer with her while the redecorating continued. When it was time for Edna to return to the city, she felt a little sad to leave her children. But when she actually arrived back in town, she found that the sadness had left her.